Okay, we're on and we're live. Yes, this is the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. This is your host, Tony Pantelrusco with The Remedy. We are going to do another show today. For those of you who just tuned in, we do a show every Tuesdays and Thursdays now at 6 o'clock. The show is based on health and all things around pertaining to health. I'm going to get right into it. Someone just sent me a link just before the show, a colleague and friend of mine who I work with. And bye-bye Blue Sky, Susan Marsh. She sent me this link on a connection. I've been talking about nano for quite some time now. And more I'm seeing now on the internet, through the medical, that they're catching up. They are catching up. They are now validating what we've been saying for the last 3 to 5 years in regard to nanoparticles, nanopollution, causing the health issues that they're causing. In fact, they're making a direct link, direct connection to the fact that it is causing autoimmune disorders like rheumatoid arthritis. Now, isn't it interesting that copper and aspirin and copper with other electrolytes can reverse the damage of rheumatoid arthritis? And what the nanoparticles are doing is, in this one study anyway, there's more out there if you look for them, is it's basically causing a reaction with citrulline. And they're selling citrulline in the health food industry, which could be causing a lot of you unnecessary pain because of the enzyme activation of citrulline and what it does. They're propagating to produce nitric oxide. It's going to give you better erections, better hard-ons, better whatever, you know, better performance. But in reality, it can cause rheumatoid arthritic issues, other autoimmune issues, because especially when it is being exposed to nano pollution. And we are being hit with all kinds of nano pollution. It's not just in the air we're breathing; it's in the food you're buying. They spray it on the meats. They spray it in canned goods, bagged goods, boxed goods. It's in everything you're eating. Your fruits are loaded with it. Your berries, all of them, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, cherries are completely saturated in it. Your peaches are completely saturated. Your plums, your apricots, your apples and your pears have it as well. You can reduce it by, again, peeling off the outer layer. But it's gotten to the point now that you're going to have to do some kind of daily detoxification because of the amount that you're saturating yourself with. You are completely saturating yourself with this on a daily basis. The worst nanoparticle exposure you could be exposed to is carbon and then silica. And they've been feeding us silica dioxide and silica nanoparticles since 1960. So when we're looking at what we are doing today and what we've been exposed to, this is why I say all the time, those of us from the 50s generation were exposed to this in the 60s, 1960s, when they actually introduced the silica into all the grains. This is why I tell you, leave all the grains low. I always get this response: well, I'm getting the gluten-free. Gluten-free is genetically engineered to remove the protein. So basically, you're eating nothing but cardboard anyway. And they're adding the silica to that as well. Doesn't matter what bread you're buying. Doesn't matter what bread you're eating. Doesn't matter what flour you're buying. You know, someone says, well, if I buy my own flour and make my own bread, it's still growing in the field. It's still being loaded with nano sensors, smart dust. You know, they're spraying nano on the fields as well. They're putting glyphosate on it. So there's no grain fit to be consumed. You know, the Europeans will have the hardest time with this, and those from the Middle East and other parts of the world, like Russia and South America, where bread is consumed with every meal. I understand this thinking because I'm Mediterranean, and that's the way it is. When you have a meal, you have bread with a meal, because that's how you get full. You have your meat, you have bread. You have your potato, you have bread. You have soup, you have bread. You have gravy, you have bread. You make a sandwich, you have bread. Everything is tied to bread, and they know this. They know this. They also know that people all over the world eat some form of bread, whether it's rice, whether it's corn, wheat, barley, oat, rye, whatever. Everybody eats some form of bread. You know, So when we're looking at everything that we're consuming today and what we're consuming today and what we're exposed to today, the level of accumulation is now causing a lot of health issues from those people born in the 50s. Those of you who were born afterwards in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, especially in the 80s, anybody born after 1986, basically you have my sympathy. You've got nothing. You've been fed nothing. The foods you've had, even your organics, have been nothing but a joke. Organics, in my humblest opinion, is the most ridiculous thing out there going. It's nothing but a money grab. There's absolutely no difference anymore between one or the other. Whether they're getting chemtrailed from the sky, whether they're being sprayed in the field, whether they're being hit with whatever blow by, cross pollination, whatever it may be, you're not going to get around it. There's just no way. It's impossible. So today, you know, and when I'm telling you this, I'm not telling you this to discourage you or to make, what are we going to eat? We're going to die. Oh, my gosh. They've done everything. Killed. That's true. But you're going to have to understand that the nature of things, the way they are today, is you're going to have to pull up your socks and start putting in a little more work into what you're eating. Minimize what is the most toxic in what you're eating. That would be including all your breads and grains and cereals. Absolutely no soy products, no Ensure, no Boost, no Equate products. These are lethal as can be. They have fed these to animals, and they've had all kinds of wonderful side effects from feeding these products to animals. So when we're talking today in regard to what we need to do and how we need to do things, you just got to be smarter about it. So minimize the things that have the highest concentration of these pollutants. Vegans, in my humblest opinion, need to change their thinking. They have absolutely no idea of the nonsense they bought into, the philosophical, ideological nonsense, which has no merit, no bearing in anything. It's just an appeal. It targets the appeal factor to you and about killing an animal. What's the difference between killing an animal and killing a plant? I do not see the distinction. You're still taking a form of life in order to sustain your life. So I really don't see the argument there. I don't also see right now some of the ridiculous concepts that has been propagated. It's been a proven fact that meat eaters have always outlived vegetarians or vegans. Always. There's not been one study I have not seen where they haven't outlived people who were vegan, especially vegan. They don't live any longer than anybody else. I've not seen any study validating their argument. So when we're looking at some of the things that we're eating today, it's not whether you're a vegan or a meat eater or a vegetarian or you eat fish or you eat poultry or whether you eat fruit, you're a fruitarian. Fruitarians are another one that are just insanely stupid as far as I'm concerned. They have no idea what they're talking about. They think they're eating something that's going to clean their systems. And yet, the foods are one of the most heavily polluted out there in regard to consuming anything. So again, when we're looking at some of the things we're dealing with today, you have to recognize, understand that we have to be smart about what we eat. We have to be smart about what we buy today. We have to be smart in regard to what do we really need. Do we really need to eat this much food? Do we really need to eat this much variety? You may find that by incorporating more fat in a diet, this is one of the ways to detox the body from the nano buildup. And I'm talking saturated fat. I'm talking omega-6 fats. I'm not talking omega-3, which can actually increase the upload into the cells. And I'm not talking about omega-9s either, which do have some merit and some bearing. But your 6s and your saturated fats are the big, heavy guns here. And I always get the question asked of me as well, you know, what about the omega-3? What about them? Even in the plant kingdom, there's not that many omega-3 plants, and there may be 6 or 7 plants, tops. And the fish, well, the people that eat a high fish diet are also eating a lot of protein that goes with it. And they're also eating a lot of other fats as well. I mean, when they're talking about the Arctic and how they're eating these fish oils, they're also eating blubber. from what they catch from the whale. Well, blubber is like a type of saturated fat. It's not an omega-3. So when we're looking at some of the stuff that they tell you, you know, and what they tell you, there's a lot to be investigated, because a lot of it is just half-baked, half-assed truths that they put out there that have absolutely no, it's not the complete picture. We talked about the last show about hearsay. Everybody's listening to hearsay, hearsay, hearsay. Oh, I heard this. Oh, I heard that. I heard so-and-so say this. I heard so-and-so say that. What did you research? What did you investigate? What did you look up? Did you do a Google search, or did you do an actual investigation? So there is a difference. There is a difference. See, Google and all the search engines that you're dealing with will give you a superficial look at what's out there. And again, if you happen to be the top player paying the big buck to get your name in the first top 100 links, you're basically selling something. That's why you're there. Okay, a little bit of fact, a whole lot of sale. That's what those first 100 links would be. And you sometimes have to go way, way, way back into about 500 or 600 links layered into Google or whatever before you begin to start the truth. Someone sent me an article this week about PubMed. What about, you know, because there's somebody out there, another guru that promotes, you know, his research based on PubMed. PubMed is a facility that took research, and if you paid for it, you got it published. You've got research papers in there that have absolutely no merit and truth whatsoever. And, I mean, one research was, if you put the light on the left side of your cheek, it would affect the right side of your cheek, you know, and it would cause X, Y, Z. Well, there was no, it was not a scientific paper, but it was something that was published, that was put into PubMed, and it was a ridiculous article, but it was published. Look at all the soy research in PubMed. Just about all of it is just crap. It was all paid for by the Solea Corporation, who, again, was trying to, at that time, patent soy, which at that time was stopped by the government, the Israeli government, as well as the British and the New Zealand government. They had already stated that soy was a lethal and toxic food, and that nobody should be eating it under the age of 18, if at all. So when we're looking at some of the things that we've been propagating in this industry, everything that we've been looking at in some form or another has been leading to further compromise in our health. So when we're looking at some of these studies, you need to really thoroughly investigate what you're looking at. Okay, look for both the negative as well as the positive. If something is all positive, then you know that's a smokescreen and sale. There's always some kind of side effect or some kind of negative to whatever you're doing. I mean, the negatives can be mitigated, I'm sure, in most cases. But still, you need to look at that and investigate these things more and more. In most vitamins today, when you're buying them, what is the side effect to the vitamins is the excipients that they're putting in there. Excipients would be like an adjuvant that you'd put in a vaccine. The adjuvant's causing an immune response, it triggers an immune response, and causes a storm, if you will, that attacks the body. In the case of a vitamin, the excipients basically act as neutralizing agents that stop the capacity for someone to absorb the nutrients, and then create anomalies in the colon or in the digestive system that would not normally occur if those things weren't there. And they got silicon dioxide in these things. Why is that in there? Because they put it in there as a drying agent. You don't need silicon dioxide as a drying agent for some of these vitamins. You could use baking soda or something else in regard to as a drying agent. Silicon dioxide is very lethal, very toxic, and can cause genetic damage. People ask me, what about silicon horsetail? I say, what about it? You can't break it down. Silica is one mineral that you cannot break down. There's no way you can break it down. You do not have the acid required to break down silica. Yet they propagate this as another health food that's going to cause all kinds of things. The biggest, it's going to displace aluminum. Yeah, but in its place, it's going to take over and then start to assemble in your body. They forget to mention that part of it. They forget to mention that silica can grow in our bodies. They don't tell you that. No, that's one of those things that's forgotten. So like I said, you need to investigate. And, you know, all you got to do is go to any hobby shop and buy a crystal growing kit. That's all silica. And you could see how you can make that grow with a certain kind of chemical reaction, and it'll grow. Imagine what it's doing inside your body with all the chemistry that can occur in your system. It's incredible what could happen. So like I said, not everything that you read, not everything you see is what is cracked up to being. But it's good to see that the researchers at Trinity College in Dublin have made an actual connection with nanoparticles. The team investigated whether there was a common underlying mechanism contributing to the development of autoimmune diseases in human cells following their exposure to a wide range of nanoparticles containing different physical and chemical properties. Over the course of their research, scientists applied a wide range of nanomaterials to human cells derived from the lining of the airway passages and to the cells of so-called phagocytic origin, the cells most frequently exposed to inhaled foreign particles or tasked with clearing the body of them. When they looked at that, the results, according to the scientists, was clear and convincing. It showed that all types of nanoparticles, do you hear this? It showed that all types of nanoparticles in both the TCD, the Trinity College of Dublin, and the U.S. study were causing an identical response in human cells in the lungs of and in the lungs of mice. The transformation of the amino acid arginine to the molecule citrulline, which can lead to the development of autoimmune conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis. Can you imagine that? It showed that all types of nanoparticles, and this is now coming out of Ireland as well as the United States. The research clearly establishes clear link between autoimmune diseases and nanoparticles. I would dare venture to say that in the last 50 years, the crux and the core of all our health issues are tied to nanoparticle poisoning. Whether they came from the exhaust from factories, industrial manufacturing, cars, buses, whatever, and then the food supply, and now chemtrails. Chemtrails are adding to it. The chemtrails are acting like a fumigating agent which sprays their sprays. It activates a chemical response where it causes the spreading of these chemicals that envelop a certain over a certain area or a certain parameter and then drops to the ground. As a result, we get caught up with an autoimmune disorder. How many of you had a flu? Or a flu-like symptom? Let me go there. I don't believe you had the flu. In fact, I doubt very seriously we've ever had any flu. Matter of fact, remember in the 1980s, I believe it was 1980s, 1990s? Every year we had a different type of flu. We had the Chinese flu, the Asian flu, the Japanese flu, the Korean flu, the Philippine flu, the flu, the H1N1 flu, oh, the flu of all flus. You know, we had all these different flus every year for almost 10 years. Did you ever think that maybe they were spreading these flus through the atmospheric aerosoling that they're doing? I'm just making you think a little bit. Did you ever think there was a possibility that they were creating these flu-like symptoms with the releasing of chemicals from the air? I mean, it's not the first time something like that has happened. There's a little town in Ontario that they released, they flew, there was a population of 700 people there. Can't remember the town right off the bat. But did a low flyby with a chemical agent, and they released it on this population. Well, they all got sick with a flu-like symptom. See, I hate it when they try to glorify something by calling it a chem flu. You know, a chemtrail flu. It's not a flu. You know, don't play the game. See, by calling it a flu, you advocate their propaganda to vaccinate yourself or to go get vaccinated or to have people... See, this is the argument. Oh, you got a flu. If you had gotten a vaccination, you wouldn't have gotten the flu. Even though we know the flu doesn't work, the flu shots don't work, yet they will still propagate this because we're going along with the propaganda calling something that it isn't. Chem flu, chemtrail flu. It's not a flu. It's nanoparticle poisoning. because we're not calling it what it is, it's not going to be dealt with the way it should be. See, when you're calling something, this is what they did with Morgellons. They called Morgellons a pathology. It's not a pathology, not in the true sense of the term. It's a mutation of a biological agent with a nano agent combined, integrated to create something completely new and something different, a synthetic life form. But instead of calling it a synthetic life form, because one of the so-called researchers there was so afraid of calling it what it was when Gwen Scott was alive, the guy had absolutely no testicles. As far as I'm concerned, he's a gutless wonder. But if he had called it what it was when she said what it was, we would be looking at the research from a completely different standpoint today. Instead, everyone's looking for some kind of boogeyman that doesn't exist because they called it Morgellons. When in fact, it's nanopoisoning or nanobiology. That's what it really is. And we're not dealing with it accordingly because the riff that went on propagated a myth of something that didn't exist. And everybody that's tried to deal with this as just a biological agent has failed miserably. Not one person I know that has tried to take care of this has succeeded in beating it. If they treated it as just a simple pathology, they got their backside handed to them. This is why I tell everybody, don't use any kind of spooky, don't use any kind of rife, zapper, or TENS machine. Any direct assault on this synthetic will activate its defense parameter. It has a self-replicating, self-assembly, self-repair, and it works on an AI concept. In other words, it can function like a program. And when you're talking nanoparticles, it can hold 1 terabyte of data on a nanoparticle. The amount of things that this can do is insurmountable. So when we're looking at what's going on today, don't just be one-dimensional. One person said to me, well, he sees people all around him that don't seem to have the impact that he might have. I said, you're one-dimensional. You're only looking at the surface. This is what everyone does. Everyone looks at the surface because this is how you've been programmed to think. Nobody thinks in terms of looking at the inside. These people that have the appearance that they seem to be okay, they just haven't been activated, or they may be taking some kind of prescription drug to suppress the symptoms. But doesn't matter, sooner or later the symptoms will manifest and will take over. As a result of this takeover, their outbreaks are going to be worse because it'll be compounded more because they haven't been extracting the stuff out or pulling the stuff out or cleansing themselves. As a result, the compilation and the accumulation of these particulates in the body will be far more concentrated, which will cause far more detrimental effects. That's the way it works. When you take a drug to suppress a symptom, you suppress the symptoms, but you haven't dealt with the cause. As long as the cause is still there, you're going to still have the impact of the effect. The impact of the effect is going to keep on manifesting and multiplying in your system, until the drugs no longer will have any effect. And then you take stronger drugs and eventually they don't have any effect. And before you know it, the doctors and medical people have given you everything they know to give you, and then they say, go away. In other words, go and die. We can do nothing more for you. Because you were blithely ignorant to follow what they said and follow their instructions. When a medical institution can tell you in 1980 that they cannot cure anything, all they can do is treat. All they can do is mitigate. Why in the world would you go to them? If all they can do is treat, that means they're not going to deal with the issue. They are going to deal with the cause. They're not deal with the cause. They're going to deal with the effect. They're not going to deal with the cause. Well, you don't deal with the cause, whatever it may be, is going to grow and manifest. You will have a problem. I assure you, if you don't think about what's going on today, in relating to today's terms, today's times, we are in the year 2018. we have been mutating, not we, I should say, we have been victims. The general population has been victims of mutation and exploitation and experimentation by a elite group of scientists, political, financial, and global support that's affecting everybody across the planet. Doesn't matter where you live, whether it be in China, Russia, Korea, North or South, Philippines, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, Ukraine, Bulgaria, Lithuania, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Germany, France, United Kingdom, Italy, across the Mediterranean, Northern Africa, Southern Africa, Central Africa, South America, Central America, Caribbean, across the United States, Canada. This exploitation is on a global level. Ask me how I know. Because I get calls from almost every country I've mentioned, or I've been contacted from people in those parts of the world that have told me what's going on. I just got called from India today from somebody who said they're a targeted individual in India. So I can just imagine the exploitation that the Indian government is doing to their own people. You got a billion people there, 1.3 billion people there. Look at the test subjects you have. You got a wide variety. You could target whole cities and communities, and nobody would know the difference. Look at Africa. Africa, they vaccinated them. They give them a free vaccine to protect the people. 5 years later, whole cities that were thriving and growing are completely wiped out because we used nanobiology to take them out. We attacked the very programming of the genetic code and the DNA, and they're completely wiped out. And that is the name of the game. You know, if you have been around, you're not going to be if they're around. All right, come on back. I hear the music. Let's get at it. We'll see you in a bit. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Remedy. I am your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Okay, let me go back and reiterate. You got to quit listening to hearsay. Hearsay is nothing but bullshit. Pure and simple bullshit. Okay? Hearsay. We are dealing... My buddy just contacted me and says we're dealing in completely alien territory. He is correct when he says this. We are no longer dealing in just simple biology. I just read to you an article how they're now making connection between nanoparticles and autoimmune disorders because the nanoparticles are now embedding themselves in the DNA. And they are altering the code in your body. They are shutting down or turning off your autoimmune triggers. In other words, your immune system to trigger on. Or they could be hyper-accelerating it. Now, those of you who've got the chem flu, which is nothing but chemtrail poisoning, okay, let's call it what it is, shall we? Chemtrail poisoning, nanobiology, synthetic biology. Let's start calling it what it is instead of using the bullshit terms that they're putting out there. Okay, you are dealing with a synthetic biology, something none of you have ever dealt with before. So in order to feel better, to quit the aches and the pains that you're having, to quit the kinks in the neck and the sore shoulder blades and the hard lungs and the coughing and the hacking and feeling like you're losing your mind because every time you cough, you feel like your brain's about to shoot out your head, you are going to take a bath. Splish, splash, you are going to take a bath. In that bath, you are going to put Epsom salt, baking soda, borax, trisodium phosphate. Borax and baking soda will pull the radioactive material from the chemtrails out of your body. The Epsom salt is a magnesium sulfate. That too will help pull out some of the radiation out of the body, but it will also push out of the body the high levels of aluminum. You women are super susceptible to aluminum. You're going to use a trisodium phosphate so that you can stop the assembling process of the nano that's inside your body. You are going to add essential oils to your bath. Essential oil of thyme, essential oil of juniper. You don't have to put them all in. I'm going to give you a list so you don't have to put every one in. You can put turpentine in. You can put thyme in. You can put spruce in. You could put tuja or cedar in. You could put cinnamon in. You could put clove. Mix it up well in the water, or if it conglomerates, it can burn. Soak in it for a good half hour. This will go a long way for permeation and penetration into your body to flush out the buildup of the chemtrails. It would be a good idea if you built the triangle and the nano bucket that I showed you on the YouTube. If you haven't done it, go to my YouTube, Herbs Plus Beadworks on the YouTube. Look up anti-nano triangle, anti-nano bucket, and build those things and start using them. You're going to have to turn off the program if you want to get over this. As time goes on, more and more of you are going to come down with nano poisoning. They're going to give you some sort of entitlement, some kind of autoimmune disorder, Lyme's disease, Spirochet's, and some other horse hockey. Okay, you are dealing with something that they have released and are exploiting you with. And you better smarten up on this, because the sooner you get on this, the way you should be getting on it, instead of going through all the rigmarole and dealing with Lyme that isn't there, or dealing with some autoimmune disorder which isn't there, and you're taking all these drugs that aren't really helping, you may want to start removing and releasing and detoxifying the buildup that's been in your body. How old are you? How old are you? If, no matter what your age is, whatever that may be, that's how long you've been exposed to nanoparticulates that have been poisoning your body. When the United Nations states, you know, emphatically that the number one killer in the world today is the atmosphere we're breathing, what is that telling you? What is that telling you? Okay? This is what I'm trying to get you to focus. This is what I'm trying to get you to pay attention to. These gurus in the health food industry today, all they know is to sell you product. And a lot of product can cause problems. Just like citrulline. They're selling all the citrulline. They know bloody well that the perpetration of citrulline as a nitric oxide booster is can cause rheumatoid arthritic conditions, which then you go to a doctor and get a drug. The hijacking in this industry is beyond belief. The omega-3s are perpetrating it, which causes cellular membrane breakdown through oxidation. This is, again, unbelievable what is being sold. So, like I said, when you're looking at some of the things, and why is soy being sold in the health food industry? Why is aspartame or Splenda being put into the products in the health? Why is silicon dioxide put into vitamins? Why is titanium dioxide put into vitamins? That's to neutralize the male population. So when we're looking at what we're dealing with today, we are dealing with a synthetic biology. A lot of the things today in the herbal stuff is not going to touch a lot of this. You're going to have to really combine some high-end stuff. Ascorbic acid, copper chloride, copper sulfate, zinc chloride. You're going to need things that are going to really jack the immune system up. You're going to need colostrum, transfer factors. If you can find one that isn't tied to some sort of multi-level marketing company, try to find one that's, you know, if you can find one outside. And if you can find one that's not being sold by an MLM that actually has it in it, let me know. But these are things you're going to need to do. There, if you go on my Podomatic, at the very bottom of the page, there is a link there where it shows that we've done, where we talk about how you can regenerate your genetic code. The formula I give you regenerates 5,000 genes, which can have a cascading effect in regarding to genetically rebooting your body. Okay, so you have to understand that we are dealing with synthetic. A lot of the herbal stuff today isn't going to work. It won't even touch it. Even if you combine it, you're going to have to go with something far more potent than just a herbal tea. You're going to have to go into what I call a herbal concentrate, where you extract it with alcohol and then you simmer it down or you cook it down. From, let's say you put 500 mils in a container, you cook it down to 100 mils to concentrate the effect or the impact of whatever you're doing. If you're not going to do that, chances are you're going to see very little results in whatever you're doing. You're going to have to combine, a lot of these herbs with a lot of the minerals today in order to get the synergistic impact that you require in order to deal with some of that's going on. We are dealing with synthetics, okay? We're not dealing with the normal Joe Blow biological pathology. We are dealing with something that's very advanced, very out there, and nobody is preparing correctly what they need to do. First, you have to neutralize the food supply because your food supply all has the nano in it. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care who's telling you what. Nano is in your organics. Nano is in your mainstream. Nano is being sprayed in the fields. Nano is being sprayed in the markets. It doesn't matter which way you go. It's got it in it. And if you think I am crazy, I will put it to the challenge to you. Go get yourself a lens loop, 60X or 120X, which will even be better, or a combination thereof. Go to any, and I mean any. I don't care if you go to a farmer's market. I don't care if you go to a farm. I don't care if you go to a grocery store. I don't care if you go to Whole Foods. I don't care if you go to Sprouts. I don't care where you go. Take it with you. Let's take a walk on the wild side, shall we? And take a look with that lens and see what you got to see. That's going to tell you what you're putting in the body. Go to byebyebluesky.com. Access the health link she's got. Look at the Nanomore Gallons leak, and you can see pictures of certain fruits that we showed you and beverages that are loaded with nano. This is triggering an autoimmune response. You think you're eating good. You think you're eating healthy. You think you're eating okay. You think you got a good diet, but you're not taking in consideration what might be in the food you're eating, because you're told you got to have a certain amount of protein, certain amount of carbs, certain amount of fat, certain amount of antioxidants, certain amount of this, certain amount of that. But nobody's talking to you about excipients and vitamins. Nobody's talking to you about the nanoparticulates in your food supply or pesticides in your food supply. Speaking of pesticides, I want to get into one that somebody sent me. This is an oldie. Now, this, again, goes to the people from my generation, our generation, 50s generation, okay? 2,4-D developed by Dow Chemical in the 1940s. This was a pesticide. Now look, listen to this here. This is what this did. Okay, this is they were selling for everybody to kill dandelion and white clover. It can attack both the roots and the leaves of the weeds by making unwanted plant cells grow out of control. Can you imagine that? Can attack both the roots and the leaves of weeds by making unwanted plant cells grow out of control. Isn't that what cancer is? A mutation of cellular growth? Wow. Which is widely in agriculture in soybean, corn, sugarcane, and wheat. Wow, isn't that what the vegans eat? And turns up in most weed and feed products as well as in many lawn treatments. Again, a lot of cancers that were coming up in that time frame might have been as a result of this pesticide, but because nobody knew the side effects of this pesticide, they never made the connection. The evidence is clear enough to draw conclusions with confidence, but it's better to take precautions. Okay, researchers have observed apparent links between exposures to 2,4-D and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a blood cancer, and a sarcoma of soft tissue cancer. See, this is the and now when you read this report, it goes another step further. It says they've combined 2,4-D with glyphosates. You see where I'm coming from here. You can't tell me you're going to be consuming some kind of organic material when a farmer is spraying this stuff on the field. And then what happens is the mutation starts to occur in the plant. You eat the plant, the mutations start to affect your genetic code. This is where we are at today. 2-4-D falls into a class of compounds called endocrine disrupting chemicals. In other words, it can rearrange your genetic code. Okay, compounds that mimic or inhibit the body's hormones. Laboratory studies suggest that 2,4-D can impede the normal action of estrogen, androgen, and most conclusively, thyroid hormones. Wasn't the thyroid having a malfunction back in the 1960s where people were getting their thyroids removed very heavily in the 1960s and 1970s? Here's your connection. Here's your connection, because this is what they were using back then. So again, when we're looking at what they're telling us in regard to food safety, do you really believe you have food safety? In 2014, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, which is supposed to protect Americans from unwanted environmental hazards or epigenetic damage, approved the combined use of 2,4-D and the popular weed killer Roundup, also known as glyphosate. Wow. One is bad, two is terrible. See, when you take one of something and one of something else, and they have an effect, and when you combine the two, they create what they call a synergy. You now have a problem, because the combining can compound the effect anywhere up to 1,500 to 10,000 times more. We are in a dire need to reevaluate our thinking on a lot of things. And I've said it before, in today's time, it's not about taking things to treat a symptom. It's about protecting your DNA. It's about protecting your genetic code. It's about, you know, dealing with your mitochondria. It's about supporting your ATP. It's about centralizing everything to your core and removing these things from your body. They will have accumulated. They will have layered within your system. They would have embedded in soft tissue, in the skeletal structure, in your organs. And it's going to take time. There is no quick fix with any of this. None of it. The nanopoisoning, in my humble estimation, is probably the epitome of the highest level of poisoning we could be having today. Nanobiology, synthetic biology, nanoparticular poisoning is like the nth degree in regard to poisoning. And then when they start talking pico and femto, these are even smaller particulates that can concentrate even further into the system. So when somebody's telling you they're selling you a product that's made out of pico product particles or femto particles, it's another hijack, complete hijacking. There is no metal on a nanoscale, femtoscale, picoscale that is safe for anybody. Eventually, it will create a cumulative effect and cause you problems. That's how the hijacking begins. You start taking it, it accumulates. 20, 30 years down the road, you've got problems. You can't make the connection because it's from 20, 30 years ago. You don't know what's going on. You've been introduced to things nobody's told you about, and now you're at where you are at. So it's all going to be about how you detox. It's all going to be about how you neutralize what you eat. That's where it's at this stage. There's also ways that I'm also working on different things. I've also made a chamber that you can take a bath in that pulses your body to remove the nanoparticles. I'm working on a vortex device right now in association with other people. You know, you got to learn, okay, your assignment is going to be look up magnetic vortexes, V-O-R-T-E-X-E-S. Look up magnetic vortexes. Look up patents on magnetic vortexes. Look on patents on electromagnetic healing. You're going to have to learn how to deal and wield with this kind of technology, because we no longer can just rely on our basic food supply. It is completely corrupt. You are going to be dealing with now, you're going to have to neutralize, sanitize, come up with antidotes, come up with ideas to neutralize, to keep yourself healthy. That's where it's at today. Government agencies are not going to protect you. Medical institution is not going to protect you. In fact, a medical institution will help you on your way to the grave. Keep that in mind. All right. I'm always talking about the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network, about the need to support any activist, and the Micro Effect is an activist-type format. It's involved in giving you the truth. That's what activism is all about, giving you the truth to the best of their ability to what they know. Support the network, support the radio station, support the Micro Effect. Bye-bye, bluesky.com. Again, I'm going to remind you here that, hold on a second, here it is. That again, April 6th to the 8th, we're going to be up in Toronto, Green Living Show in Toronto. I'll also be up there as well. We're going to be doing a presentation on chemtrails and nano and other epigenetic and transgenetic effects on the body, and maybe bring some stuff up there to show you what you can do to, again, mitigate and alleviate some of the problems that we're dealing with and what we can do about the so-called organics, make them really palatable and edible and safe to eat. So we're going to be up there again, the Green Living Show. Again, it'll be April 6th to 8th. I'm starting to present it now. So by the time comes, everybody will be there. That's going to be there. And you can see what you got to see, get what you got to get, and then share the health and share the wealth. Okay, so again, check that out at that point in time. Again, go to byebyebluesky.com. There's going to be more information, more updates there as well. Check out the health link. Check out the Nano More Gallons link. Take a walk on the wild side and see what you're actually being exposed to. Okay, now you got me down here at Windsor, 519-977-5351. Or you can contact me through the email, independs@yahoo.com, where Again, if you need any help, any consultations, I'm more than able to help you. You can go on my website at augmentinforce.com. There is a catalog link there. Feel free to peruse the catalog link if you need anything. We got the flash drive. We got the triangles. We got the buckets. We've got all kinds of remedies there. We've got books on DVD. We've got three separate books are consolidated in one DVD. So if you're interested, feel free to go and check out the site, see what's there. Give me a shout. Send me an email. All right. The number again is 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. All righty. We are dealing with a lot of things, and a lot of things from the past are nipping us in the backside because we didn't deal with it when we should have at that time, because at that time, nobody was telling us anything. We didn't get freedom of information. We didn't get complete exposure. We didn't get anything. What we got was, you know, the placebo effect or the veneer effect of the end result of what we were seeing. Everything was being domesticated. Everything was being, you know, made pretty. The aesthetics were eye candy. But nobody realized that the eye candy that we were dealing with and the stuff that we were doing was going to have a long-term impact on our health and on our genetic code. And now the corporations and the elite have gotten out of control. And they're now going anywhere and everywhere on the planet to promote and propagate their market, their products in these markets. In the end result, causing undue suffering to those cultures that are not prepared on the level that everybody else is prepared on a more advanced level in science. Literally wiping out civilizations, if you will, with this bad, technology, bad science. This is not even a good science. This is some form of dark alchemy that is being promoted today on a planet-wide scale. And this is causing, you know, terrible, terrible effects on everybody. Can you imagine having a child at this stage in life and seeing your child grow up breaking down right before your eyes for no reason whatsoever? And in fact, you doing everything you know to do right and still seeing that effect. You have to ask yourself that question. Why is that happening? Why is that? I'm doing everything, you know, that I should be doing. And yet here, this child is coming unglued. Did you ever think possible that the child may have been exposed to some kind of effect in regard to something that may have embedded in their DNA? You know, this is what you got to think today. What are your kids eating? What's it doing to their genetic code? What's that cell phone that you gave them doing to their DNA? What's it doing to their genetics? What's it doing to their chromosomes? What's it doing to their mitochondria? Do you ever think in those terms? Or are you just thinking this is a convenience factor? They have a phone. They can get a hold of me anytime. Blah, blah, blah. This is not a safe technology. In fact, it's a technology that programs your children. So, again, you know, so when we're looking at what we're dealing with today, you have to take into consideration what we got to do today. You're going to have to start thinking indoor gardens. You're going to start to have to think aquaponics, hydroponics, vertical gardens, box gardens, underground basement gardens. I mean, you're going to have to start thinking in these terms. You know, why support an industry that's trying to kill you? All right, I'll leave on that note. This, I hear the music. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Till then, get networked, solve some issues, brainstorm, cooperate. All right, talk to you in a bit. Take care.